Greetings, Sleepy Salsa here on this Sunday, September 9th of 2012, and welcome to the 60th episode of the Last Bastille Podcast. This broadcast is kindly hosted over at radioforall.net. I should also take this opportunity to mention that the opening theme is Ashley Alicize's A Puzzling Predicament, and the outro will be Bosa's King's Quest, both of them available pursuant to Creative Commons Attribution, specifically CC BY NC SA 3.0 Unported. For more information on Creative Commons, visit them at creativecommons.org. For any other content that may not be of original authorship by yours truly, any such material is used under the sincere intention of fair use. If you wish to understand the nature of the situation we are all suffering under, and what can be done about it, feel free to visit the Last Bastille blog, which is located over at The Last Bastille, Bastille is spelled B-A-S-T-I-L-L-E, thelastbastille.wordpress.com. And for this particular episode, we're going to cover yet another essential concept, that is those fundamental bare-bones basics of what must be understood if humanity is to ever reassert self-determination. In other words, we're going to be looking at another aspect of the control system, and I will be reading for you tonight my article that was originally published over at the Last Bastille blog on July 11th of 2012, entitled Mainstream Media. Hegemonic control over the dissemination of information is just plain cruel. By artificially limiting what is known about reality, tyranny of the highest order is the only eventual outcome. The worst crime by the establishment is that of prohibiting us from ever knowing the nature of the situation that we are all suffering under. The mainstream media is composed of the Big Six, that is, the six corporations who formed an oligopoly over the common distribution of news. They are Time Warner, Walt Disney, Viacom, News Corporation, CBS Corporation, and NBC Universal. Such media convergence testifies to the lack of competition in the communications and entertainment industries, which are supposed to be subject to free market principles. It would only stand to reason that a government-protected oligopoly would only care to serve the special interests that fund them. Running stories critical of the military-industrial complex would run counter to General Electric's contracts with the Pentagon. Reports on the malfeasance of Goldman Sachs would not sit well at all with stockholders. Whistleblowing Monsanto's genetically engineered Frankenfoods infecting non-GMO crops has been considered beyond the pale for the respective corporate executives. Mainstream media, or MSM, reporters are less than professional across the board. Just about any report fails to address the five W's that must be answered if a story is to be objectively considered news. Who, what, why, where, and when. There is also a strong tendency for anchors to have poor grammar and use improper syntax that can be noticed if you listen critically instead of passively. Adding insult to injury, it is common practice for them to run fluff stories and celebrity gossip instead of actual news. The mainstream media possesses a history of deceiving, inveigling, and obfuscating the American populace. Ron Paul was censored back in 2008, and during this current 2012 presidential electoral cycle, his supporters have been beaten and arrested by the police at the orders of the GOP. What the mainstream media would have you believe is that Dr. Paul is completely unelectable, which is a bald-faced lie. Of course, this is the very same mainstream media who makes it a point that anyone who represents press that are not part of their oligopoly to be denied access to press conferences or at least harassed, as what happened to both Louis Beam and Gary Hunt during the Waco siege. Never forget that this is the very same mainstream media that uses compartmentalization, incrementalization, and balkanization to deliberately confuse their audiences. Through fracturing data over a long span of time, all the while fomenting discord within the population, the mainstream media literally profits from the unending chaos they incite on a regular basis. Combine this with the repeater effect, and you have one hell of a clusterfuck. This media cartel that passes itself off as legitimate press is phonier than a $2 bill. Infotainment, as a portmanteau, was coined to highlight the inherited, distractive nature of the Big Six. Just look at what's covered pretty much every episode of Good Morning America or The O'Reilly Factor. Celebrities perpetually recovering from their addictions. Demonically dressed rockers and your cocktail variety human interest stories are nothing more than filler specifically designed to waste your time and fill your mind with completely useless trivia. It is time to capitalize on the endangered corporate whore media. Their ratings are falling quite badly in general, since anyone with a brain realizes that they are not to be trusted anymore. Hopefully, by truly independent media outlets entering into the arena and competing successfully against CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and the rest of the media corporatists who believe they have a monopoly on the truth, the discipline of journalism can actually be revived. And again, that was my article on the mainstream media. And now I'm going to try and give you a hopefully brief postscript. You know, it's still funny that considering all of that evidence, there are still people who I know personally who would rather just flick on the tube and watch CNN or Fox or whatever their, you know, flavored mass mind control poison happens to be at the moment. And, you know, even if I sit there with them and go point by point, you know, whenever Joe Scarborough is lying, or Chris Matthews, or Glenn Beck, or any of these mainstream hacks is really what they are. It's like, oh, no, you know, you have the guy in the suit, and he's staring at the camera, and he's being paid. He must be a good reporter and all this. Yeah, sure. Okay, well, if you want to deny the evidence before you, you know, you are perfectly at liberty to be foolish. But don't have any illusions of what's about what's going on here. I mean, it is designed to be a circus. It is designed to be getting you focused on something that doesn't mean anything today and even less tomorrow. So that is what it's getting towards. And frankly, it's really not even worth discussing about. I mean, if somebody hasn't realized that... I mean, and look, and yes, this does tie in with the three previous podcasts on compartmentalization, incrementalization, and balkanization, very much so, since they always do that. I mean, I remember when, supposedly, if you called President Obama a socialist, that was supposedly a code word for a supposed racial epithet or a racial slur. I mean, that's balkanization right there. If, with the so-called global financial crisis, I mean, the mainstream media anchors and their handlers compartmentalize the information so much. It's like, it's too complicated. It's math. It's like, no, it's not. This is fairly, you know, straightforward. And in a lot of ways, it's just austerity manifesting itself even more so. I mean, but that's what we're dealing with here. And so, no, just turn it off. If, you know, if you've got a cable subscription, you know, cancel it. You know, there are sources of, you know, there are other places you can go. I would recommend, you know, for people that are part of the mainline public, I would recommend going to the internet or some sort of, like, offline newsletter, which was a pre-internet alternative media method. I would suggest some talk radio, but you have to be careful. Depends who you're getting, because a lot of those guys are mainstream too. But some of them are alternative media. Some of them are okay. But this is what it's come to. I mean, you cannot trust the mainstream press. They're corporatists. They benefit from government privilege, and they enjoy state protection against competitors. They're wannabe monopolists. And frankly, you know, a lot of the sources of their so-called news usually come from the news wires, primarily Associated Press and Reuters. And if I remember correctly, I believe AP was bought up by Reuters, and then of course you have to look at who owns Reuters. Well, I'll tell you this much, Reuters is owned by a certain family in England, and it's not the royalty. Figure it out. So you have to consider where, you have to consider really that the mainstream media is really nothing more than the establishment's mouthpiece. I mean, you also have to consider, why do they give so much attention to whatever the government does? You know, a government agent, whether it's some lowly bureaucrat all the way up to somebody that they claim is in power, like the U.S. president, who isn't in power. He's more like a mid-level manager type. It's just their mouthpiece. I mean, they're telling you how they're hurting you, but again, they do it in their own fractured way. It's very bad. And, you know, and I'll take issue with something that some of the alternative media people say is that, oh, we need to watch whatever the mainstream's doing and keep an eye on it and all that. I was like, you know what? I've mentioned this before, but, you know, not every activist needs to do that. Not everybody who is an independent journalist needs to do that. Again, drawing upon the division of labor, some people would need to dedicate themselves to being a watchdog, but then that would need to free up other people to focus on other things and preferably actual brainstorming potential solutions or at least mitigations. And then, of course, the best part is actually field testing it and then evaluating the results and then, you know, repeat. And that's what needs to be done. So there's nothing really of value. I mean, unless it's something really big coming down the pike, like they launched another war, or there's going to be like a gold seizure, or there's hyperinflation, or, you know, something big on that level. There's nothing really that they can offer. I mean, even just earlier today, I was watching some of the speeches from both the RNC and DNC conventions, and it's just a bunch of pablum. I mean, even Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, that little sniveling brat, that traitor who threw his own father under a bus in support of the establishment candidate Mitt Romney, of course. You know, he was drolling on and on about something about Obama's comment about you didn't build that. And, you know, this other stuff is really more minutia. But did he mention one word about the Federal Reserve? No. Did he mention one word about the police state? Well, he did mention something about don't trade your liberty for security, but it was kind of vague. He didn't really put it to task. Did he say how the wars were bad and actually are fiscally not conservative at all, since the central bankers actually profit whenever there's another imperialistic war of aggression? No, he didn't talk about any of that. It was all this very much a flavor of hope and change. You know, Barry Sotaro would be proud, or whatever the hell his name is. And so that's what we're dealing with here. A lot of deception, a lot of crap, and frankly, I just wouldn't, you know, why? I mean, the only reason I was really watching was because I was bored and trying to get some inspiration, but frankly, even I shouldn't be doing it. Nobody really should, for the most part, unless you are going to dedicate yourself to doing the watchdog function against the establishment media. You should not be wasting one iota of your time doing so. You need to be doing other things, like brainstorming solutions, or actually, you know, getting your own household in order, or anything, really. But yeah, but if you come across somebody, or somebody you know in your family, or a good friend of yours, and they prefer to watch CNN Fox News, may I suggest YouTube? Now, the problems with YouTube I'll address in a future podcast, but between those choices, I would say a video sharing website is much preferable. You know, there's also Vimeo and Dailymotion. There's others. If somebody wants the equivalent of like the newspapers, might I suggest blogs? I mean, mine's available, obviously, but there are others too. If somebody wants the equivalent of radio, may I suggest podcasts? Not just mine, but others as well. There are so many options available. It is staggering, and there's even a bunch of people that actually do a lot of work for free, you know, pro bono, including yours truly. So there's no more excuses anymore. There are no more excuses anymore. The alternative media has proven itself superior to the mainstream media in every way, shape, and form. And something that I have mentioned before, too, is one of my biggest concerns is the alternative media slowly becoming the mainstream media. That is the last thing that needs to happen. It needs to stay as independent as possible. Now, becoming bigger and more successful and going more into a profit gaining profit is not necessarily a bad thing. Just don't manipulate your viewers. Don't manipulate your readers. Don't manipulate your listeners. Other than that, you need to support your operation, especially if you're going to go at it full-time and try and become a professional at it. That's perfectly fine. Just don't participate in the carnival of distractions. That's the only thing. Otherwise, revive the discipline of journalism. But, I mean, that's really where it's at. And that's the other thing, too. You know, the problem, the internal problems of the alternative media side, or let me put it this way, even including it, the alternative media is still superior to the mainstream media. I mean, when it comes to the mainstream media, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here when it comes to the Big Six. I mean, this is actually one of the good things that's actually happening is that they're failing. And not just failing, but failing miserably. You know, various websites are getting much more traffic than Chris Matthews has viewers. I mean, think about that for a minute. All this funding, a lot of it is government behavior placement type stuff in the ads and also sometimes even in the actual shows themselves. And they are a show because it is supposed to be a type of entertainment or infotainment, as I call it in the article. It's not supposed to be informative. It's just another, you know, as David Icke would say, mind manipulation technique. But yeah, I mean, and then of course you have to consider, you know, the repeaters as well. Which is all part of the PRS formula, obviously. I mean, the repeaters, they just, oh, well, the government agent told me that this is what it is, and I didn't even bother fact-checking or verifying anything he said, so I'm just yakking it back to you because that's what, you know, that's what Congressman Fuckface said. How do you know? Maybe he's telling the truth, maybe he's not. Maybe you should check with GPO. Maybe you should check with some private, accountants or whatever. The third-party objective accountants, or some, or whatever the issue is, you know, if it's an environmental issue, and Senator Douchebag tells you that, oh, we're going to pass this bill and it's going to help people. Well, maybe you should check with at least one good environmentalist and see what they have to say, or maybe check somewhere else. I mean, verification. But there isn't a lot of, but you know, the mainstream media makes it a point to not do that. So, yeah, just, you know, support independent media. Don't allow the alternative media to degenerate into the mainstream media. And as long as those two things happen, then we're pretty much stable, if not accelerating and growing and developing. But yeah, no, the mainstream media has to go. And fortunately, this is actually one of the good things that's actually been happening, is that it's on its way out. It's the old dinosaur media, it is dying, and it's going away, which is fantastic news. This is one of the better things that's actually been going on. And yes, it is true that it is largely due to the internet. So in a lot of ways, the internet, I guess you could say, is the, I kind of hesitate to say this for obvious reasons, considering the messiahs, but in a lot of ways, it's kind of like our savior right now. But I say that very loosely. I don't mean that literally. I mean, it's not a messiah. It's just a series of interconnected stuff and networks. Not a series of tubes, as previous government agents would have you believe. All right, so for next episode, we will continue seeing through the fog of illusion by exploring yet another essential concept, that of false flag operations. I'm Sleepy Salsa, and thanks for listening.